What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new edition of Phillies Today with Francisco Rojas here. The morning after the Phils get a monstrous win in game number three to take a 2-1 lead over the Atlanta Braves. A game in which we saw Bryce Harper stare down Orlando Arcia twice on two bombs, one out to right field for a three-run homer and one out to center field, which I believe that was a solo bomb, right? That was a solo bomb. And, what a win the Phils get. I was thinking they were going to win this game, but I did not think they were going to win 10-2. Over the Atlanta Braves, and you got game four tonight at the bank. Would be nice to clinch this series at home if you're the Phils. Get it done, not have to go back to Atlanta. We're going to talk about that, though. We're going to talk about everything in today's episode in the next 20 minutes here with yours truly, Francisco Rojas. Pretty simple show today. We'll get to the key moments, recap of last night's game if you missed any of it. So stay tuned for that here in just a moment. Then we'll get to the game takeaways. We'll preview tonight the pitching matchups as Ranger Suarez and Spencer Strider are both on the mound for both teams. And then keys to a win tonight. I have mixed thoughts on who I think is going to win this game. I've been going back and forth kind of since last night and this morning preparing for the show. I've been going back and forth, so stay tuned. I finally came to a conclusion who I think is going to win this game tonight. So stay tuned for that. And then we'll get a recap on some of the games from yesterday, other games, and preview. No preview on tonight's games besides the Phils. So, and that kind of gives away if you already know who won the other matchup from last night or matchups. So, and then we'll do a few bets before we get out of here. So, quick key moments recap from yesterday. Top of the third, we'll start it off with Atlanta. Ozzie Albies, RBI single, brings home Ronald Acuna Jr. Atlanta gets the 1-0 lead. Thought that was pretty crucial, but ended up not being crucial. Bottom of the third, Nick Castellanos, right back. Solo bomb, 1-1. And then, was it a couple batters later? Bryce Harper, three-run. It was a couple batters later. Because it was a three-run bomb to right field to pretty much set it off for the Phils. 4-1 at that point. And then same inning, JT Realmuto with the RBI double. Alec Bohm and Bryson Stott would come around to score. 6-1 Phillies as they're starting to open it up there. Bottom of the fifth, Bryce with his second bomb. This time solo to center field. He stares Orlando Arcia down once again. We'll give you the background on that if you don't know about it. And I'm sure you 99.9% of these of you guys out there know what I'm talking about, but regardless, we'll get to it in a second. Top of the sixth, so that was a 7-1 game at that point after Harper's second home run. Top of the sixth, Aaron Nola would leave with two outs in the sixth inning to a standing ovation as Nola had a very good outing and they needed it. Well, technically, I don't know if they really needed it after all the runs they scored, but they still get a great outing from Nola. Great to see. Matt Strom would enter. Orlando Arcia would get an RBI single off of Strom and would bring home Marcelo Zuna to make it a 7-2 game. Bottom of the sixth, Trey Turner. Solo bomb. Really, really, really just pouring it on at this point. Bottom of the eighth, Nick Castellanos would hit his second solo home run to make it a 9-2 Phils lead. And then Brandon Marsh would round out the Philly scoring with a solo homer to left field. And then top of the ninth, Michael Lorenzen gets Matt Olson to ground out to Alec Bohm, who made a nice, swift play to throw it to Harper and end the game. Phils win this one 10-2 and take a 2-1 series lead over the Atlanta Braves. So a lot of fun stuff that happened in this game. You had the two stare downs from Harper on Orlando Arcia. You know, you had the Phillies fans saying, "We want Strider, we want Strider." I don't know how bad we want Spencer Strider, and I know that's kind of like a hot take, cold take, whatever. But we'll get to it in a second. Just a lot of fun stuff happening in this game. You know, the Phillies fans mocking the Braves chop. A lot of fun stuff that happened in this game. All the home runs, obviously the Harper, you know, home runs. Just always awesome to see Bryce go deep twice. Same with Castellanos, Marsh, and who hit the last home run? Turner. So awesome, awesome night for whoever was down there. Very jealous. Very jealous of whoever was down there. So let's get to the game takeaways. So number one, you were able to get to Bryce Elder early. You know, first couple of innings weren't so great, but the third with you know, Castellanos getting the offense started was just absolutely huge. And then I thought Topper, I mean, obviously the first Harper home run too, but Topper post game explained that, you know, he thought the biggest one was JT's double, where he brought home Bohm and Stott, I believe, right? So he explained that double, you know, kept things going. That you know, got it to a 6-1 lead. You know, 4-1 lead, that still would have, you know, kept the Braves in reach, as they, you know, they would score another run in the sixth. But, you know, that JT, you know, RBI double or two RBI double, you know, you start to get a 5-run lead, you feel good. It really starts to widen the gap there. So, you know, I agree with Topper, you know, saying that Real Muto double was kind of, you know, probably swept under the rug a little more when you look at all the home runs in this game. And that's where I'm going right now. I mean, the six postseason home runs, it's a franchise record. It was six, right? Two from Harper, two from Castellanos, yeah, then a couple more from Turner and Marsh. So, I mean, six homers in this game is a postseason home run franchise record. So the offense really got it done because of the long ball. You did have the Real Muto two RBI double mixed in there, but you know, it was really because of the long ball is why the Phillies won this game, and the offense is the number one reason why they won this game, even though Aaron Nola had a great outing, which we'll get to in a second. But second thing I want to talk about, we obviously have to talk about, it's a huge takeaway. Bryce Harper. I mean, just in general, there's so many things to take away from Bryce Harper from this game. I mean, the number one thing we all think about is the Arcia stuff. And if you weren't aware of the Orlando Arcia situation, Arcia, the Braves shortstop, was apparently heard, you know, screaming "Attaboy Harper," you know, in the clubhouse. And this was reported, but there were some reports, or there were some people, or Braves fans specifically, saying, "Oh, Harper didn't say that," or "Arcia didn't say that." But Orlando Arcia, post game, did confirm that he said it. He just said it wasn't supposed to get out. So there you go. That was confirmed. But Bryce Harper on both of the home runs clearly stares down Orlando Arcia rounding second base. And you know, Harper talked about it post game and said, "Yeah, I stared right at him." I mean, he didn't really, you know, go crazy about it. He kind of just did it in a Harper way, which we all expect. We don't expect Harper to, like, you know, taunt afterwards or say something like disrespectfully. He's just gonna say, "Yeah, stare right at him. You know, had fun. It's a baseball game." And that's exactly what he did. You don't want to give Harper that edge, man. You do not want to give Harper that edge, because that leads right into, you know, my second bullet point from Harper here. Big moments that continue to never faze him. I mean, it just never continues to faze him. What he does out there is truly incredible. You know, go back to the playoffs last year, obviously. And then the Bedlam at the Bank, clearly. I mean, it's the biggest one, but he's just continuing to back that up this year with stuff like this, a game like this where you know, the Arcia stuff happens, and you know, he really you know, gets the offense started with his first home run and then the second home run. And he loves this stuff. He absolutely loves it. He talked about it post game too, where he said, you know, this isn't pressure to me. This, you know, being the number one pick, trying to, you know, trying to provide for your family, like, that's pressure. You know, and those two things he's done. And he said that this is cake. So, you know, these moments, they don't faze him. He loves it. He enjoys it. This is what Bryce Harper does, and we're glad to have him as a Philadelphia Philly. And the last one, I was going to say the post-game presser, but I kind of already explained it right there. I mean, even – and he talked about pandering too, right? He talked about he listens to WIP a lot. Love to hear that from Bryce, whether it's the Chuck and Mount Airy thing or whatever it may be with Bryce Harper. The post-game presser where he talked about that, and he talked about the biggest thing again, and he talks about his love for Philly. And how much, you know, he loves the city. And whatever, even if it's a tiny bit of an act, who cares, dude? Like, who really cares at this point? I don't care. Do you care? I really don't. I don't care at this point. He talked about his unconditional love for Philadelphia, how much he loves playing here and all that. And I think I love it. I don't care. I don't care if it's an act. Who cares? Last one, last takeaway from last night, Aaron Nola. Is he a big game pitcher? He might be. At this point, he might. You know, you go from last, you know, his career with the Septembers, and then last year finally coming through in September, you know, having a good September. And now, you know, last year, his wild card game against the Cardinals and the DS. And now this year, wild card game, DS. Now, we'll see what he does in the championship series this year. It's going to be interesting. Well, if they do get the championship, let's hope hopefully we do. But that's down the line. Let's just Aaron Nola, you know, and even the clinchers too. Last year in Houston, this year against Pittsburgh, he's doing it. You know, he's more often than not, he's seeming like he's more of a big game pitcher. So last one, and then the standing, the last one under, you know, Nola's, you know, being my last takeaway. The ovation walking off the mound, it was awesome to see. Hopefully it's not the last ovation he's going to get here in Philadelphia as a Philly. You know, it's a conversation for the off season, but let's just enjoy the moment. You know, Aaron Nola being a Philadelphia Philly and the great career he's had here, you know, to this point. And he totally deserved it as he pitched an incredible game. Almost goes six innings, two earned, six hits, nine strikeouts, postseason career high. So Aaron Nola with an absolutely just great game on the mound. Phillies, I want to say they needed it. They did. You know, it's good, the 10 runs thing, but, like, you know, you wanted Aaron Nola to have a big game like this in order to win this game, and he did that. He did what he was supposed to do, and that was really important. So let's get to a preview of tonight. It is a 8 o'clock start now that the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers. They're advancing to the NLCS. I'll get you a quick recap of that in a second or in a couple of minutes. But let's preview tonight's Game 4. So let's start with the pitching matchups. And we're all well aware of it now, and we were well aware of it last night as the crowd is, you know, chanting, "We want Strider." So you do get Strider. It's Ranger Suarez and Spencer Strider on the mound. If you look at Suarez's postseason numbers overall, they're actually, like, amazing. I didn't realize that until I was looking this morning. ERA under 1, a .98 ERA in 4 starts, 6 appearances, just over 18 innings of work, and a .927 whip. Strider's postseason numbers, much better than they were before his first start of this series. It was like a 20 ERA, 5.79 ERA in 2 starts, just over 9 innings of work, 12 strikeouts, 1.286 whip. So there are both of your numbers for both of them, but Strider's a little, you know, crappy from last year still. So those are your two pitchers, Ranger Suarez and Spencer Strider, a repeat of Game 1, and hopefully the Phillies get a repeat of Game 1, the outcome. So that's going to be interesting as those two take the rubber, Ranger Suarez, Spencer Strider. So keys to a win when you're looking at this matchup, keys to a win. First one, and I mentioned his name here a couple of times already, you got to get to Spencer Strider early like you did last year. Do I think that they need, again, like I said about the Freed game, even though, I mean, the Freed game they lost this year. You got to get to Spencer Strider early. Like, you don't need, I'm not saying they need to put five runs up on him early again, but I mean, like, get three runs on him early, like in the first couple of innings. Keep the, like, get the crowd on Spencer Strider. Like, get the bank rocking, doing some who's your daddy type of stuff on Pedro Martinez, even though technically that worked out for the Red Sox that game. But let's get a different outcome, okay? So you know what I'm getting at. So get to Spencer Strider early like you did last year. Don't need to do five runs, but give me three runs. Give me three runs. Get Ranger Suarez a little cushion to start, and get the crowd into it. It's going to be already into it, but get them even into it more. I want it rocking like it did when Stott hit that slam. Like, that's what I want it. That's how I want this. So get to Spencer Strider early, 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 and get the CBP crowd going crazy early, early, early. Second, get Ranger Suarez a little more length this time. I know that was like a controversial decision. Some people were saying, oh, like, it was the correct move in game one to take him out. I mean, it ended up working out. But sometimes you make moves and they work out. Sometimes you do you'd make moves and they don't. Okay, but it worked out. That's just how it went. But in case this does go five, you want to save some of your pen just in case, because it would be Wheeler tomorrow. It would be Wheeler tomorrow. I know, and I love Wheeler and I trust Wheeler, but you never know. So I would like to see Ranger go five this time, especially if he's, like, you know, pitching well like he was last time. I know he had runners on before he left last start, but get Ranger a little more length, please. I'd like to see him get some length, especially if he's pitching well. The guy likes the big situations too, just like Bryce Harper does, just like some of these other big time players do. Ranger has that type of it factor. I like it. So I would like to see him go five. I'm not saying he needs to go seven or eight innings. I'm saying just go five innings. I don't want like six relievers coming in like he did in game one. But if it were to work and they win the game, then who cares, right? I mean, that's what it all comes down to. But I would like Ranger to get a little more length. That's just me. Last one, shut the door. Shut the door. What I mean by that is, if Ranger does go five and you have like a 4-1 lead, late in the game, like seventh, eighth, ninth inning, shut the door. What I mean by that, late inning runs, insurance runs, get a couple more. If you have a 4-1 lead, give me 5-1, 6-1. And, relievers in late innings do your job. Okay, that's Jose Alvarado. That's Jeff Hoffman. That's Sir Anthony Dominguez. Kirkering, if they decide to use him again tonight, but he was used last night. That's Craig Kimbrell. Depending on the situation, depending on what the lead is, it's Craig Kimbrell too. So everybody do your job late in the game. Shut the door. That's what I want. Shut the door. Don't give the Braves any chances. I understand that we have the Braves number, dating back to last year, in the playoffs, but they're so good. You cannot give them even a smidge of a chance of an opportunity. You cannot do it. So shut the door, and hopefully they can do that tonight. And I'm going to give you my prediction right now and tonight. Like, I think they're going to lose. I think it's crazy to say. I've been going back and forth on it. I think it's going five games. And anything can happen in a game five. I actually think the Phillies still win in five. I think it's going to be like a 2-1 game tonight. I think Strider's going to shove. I know that sounds crazy and every Phillies fan hates me right now, but I think Strider's going to shove. And I think it's going to be like a 2-1 game. I think Schwarber's due for like a home run, so hit a homer off Strider, like maybe somewhere in the middle innings. I don't know. I know everyone's Strider has had like two playoff appearances, man, and he was hurt last year anyway in that start. I'm pretty sure he was hurt. He had the oblique injury or whatever. So, and he had a great game one start, and he didn't seem like he wanted to come out. I know everyone said that was weird, but I don't know, man. I kind of like the Braves to win this game. I know it sounds crazy. I know it does, but I like the Braves to win tonight. But you know what? I like the Phillies to win the series. It's a toss-up in Game 5, man. It's like a Game 7, right? That Game 5. So I think the Braves won 2-1 tonight. But I hope that the Phillies, the keys of the game right now that I just told you, I hope that they do that and they win, obviously. So that's my keys to a win. And that's my prediction, too. I didn't have that planned, but I wanted to give you my prediction. So other playoff series to take note of. Dodgers lose to the D-backs. Get swept. So if the Phillies do win this series, they will be facing the Diamondbacks. Who saw that coming? Sometimes baseball just doesn't make sense, especially in the playoffs. And that was the case last night. And, you know, the Dodgers deadline acquisition and Lance Lynn, not very good. 2 2/3, 4 earned, 6 hits. You got a couple of 3 home runs. Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, Gabriel Moreno, and Geraldo Perdomo. All solo homers. And that's how the D-backs won. So baseball for you right there, baby. Baseball for you. The Dodgers pitching proved to be their biggest weakness, and it was the reason, you know, big reason why they lost this series, starting with Clayton Kershaw in Game 1. So Dodgers and D-backs, that series is over as the D-backs win 4-2. Twins and Astros, that series also over as the Twins lose 3-2 at home. I was hoping for a longer series there. I was really hoping for it to go 5. Twins actually picked up a game in Houston, but the Astros are going back to the American League Championship Series. So that series officially over with the Astros. 7th straight ALCS trip. 7th straight. They're pretty good. They're a pretty good baseball team, right? Is that their 7th straight? Yeah, I guess so. Well, no, because they lost to the Red Sox that year. Was that ALCS or ALDS? I think that was a CS. Anyway, so the Astros are back in the LCS after a 3-2 win. Want to get you guys some bets real quick. I know you probably don't want to take the bets because I said they're going to lose, but I'd still take these. I think Kyle Schwarber's due to hit a bomb. Like, he has not had a good postseason. Plus 300 to hit a home run. Take Kyle Schwarber, plus 300 to hit a homer. Alec Boehm hasn't been great lately. Take plus 430 to hit a double. Off Spencer Strider tonight. Take plus 430. Alec Boehm hits a double. Bryson Stott, last one. Plus 390 to record a stolen base. I would take that. Bryson Stott, plus 390. Feeling a stolen base tonight? I don't know. Trey had those couple the other night. But I would take Bryson Stott, plus 390 to record a stolen base. Why not? So those are my three bets for tonight's game. 8 o'clock start time. Phillies and Braves at CBP. I hope I'm wrong, man. I know I picked the Braves to win, but I really hope that I'm wrong and that CBP is rocking after tonight. I'll actually be producing the game behind the glass, so looking forward to hopefully producing a NLCS trip. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but that's going to do it for me. Let me know on Twitter, @Rojas_media_. Let me know what you think about this game, what you thought of last night's game. What do you think of tonight? Who wins? Who loses? Tell me. I don't even care if you think the Braves are going to win too. Let me know. Let me know if you agree. So, yep, that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Hopefully, we'll be talking on Monday about a possible NLCS matchup with the D-backs. Would love that. So, Francisco Rojas here. You guys have a wonderful day.